Good morning. We continue to see weak disturbances passing through the fast jet stream flow from west to east across interior New York and New England today. The result is another round of light flurries and snow showers through parts of the region, dusting up the ground, and that's what a lot of folks are waking up to early this morning. Otherwise, a lot of clouds and a bit of a breeze today, with more flurries around this afternoon and highs reaching up mainly in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More clouds around tonight and cold, with a few snow showers and flurries. Lows will drop back into the lower to mid-20s, but even in the teens across the higher terrain. For tomorrow, we'll watch the next disturbance approach with some sunshine in the morning, giving way to clouds and a few snow showers. Highs, though, will be colder and only in the lower to middle 30s. Now, another disturbance moving through the middle part of the country right now will head our way for late Friday night and Saturday, and some computer models are forecasting a coating of snow up to an inch or two in spots, so we'll keep our eyes on that. Saturday afternoon will dry things out. Still plenty of clouds, though, as we start a warming trend. Still, though, highs will only be in the upper 30s to around 40. Even milder air flowing in on Sunday as a storm system organizes over the Great Lakes. We'll have showers out ahead of that system as highs push up into the upper 40s. The system will remain off to the west on Monday, leaving us on the mild side with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 50s. And as that front finally approaches on Tuesday, any sunshine will give way to thickening clouds with rain showers developing by late in the afternoon. But highs preceding the front will be in the mid-50s. Turning windy and colder behind that system on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds back down to around 40 for an afternoon high. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after an overnight break, the next storm will arrive along the west coast today. An array of watches and warnings have been issued for the west as a series of strong storm systems will continue to impact the region today and through the weekend, bringing very heavy rainfall. Flood watches are out as 12 to 20 inches of rain is possible across coastal mountains, as well as up to 8 inches in inland valleys. Small stream flooding and mudslides are likely with the heavy rain. And strong winds could lead to power outages in some areas, as winds could gust over 50 miles per hour in the lower elevations and up to 100 miles per hour in the mountains. High wind warnings are also in effect. Across the higher terrain, also winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued, as snow could add up to as much as 1 to 2 feet in the Sierras and Siskiyous. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Wadisham, United Kingdom, at 9:42 a.m. Eastern Time Monday. The last report of hail was at Monte Scuro, Italy, at 12:55 a.m. this morning. There were three daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Afton, Wyoming. The 47-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1997 by 6 degrees. There were two daily record lows at Glen Allen, Alaska. It was 37 below zero, and this is 2 degrees colder than the old record set just last year, 2011. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog, 1 above 0, with a west-northwest wind at 56 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow and 33 degrees with a dew point of 26, 75% relative humidity, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.24 inches, and currently it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Gila Bend, Arizona, to a low of 3 below zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low 25, the average temperature 32, that's 3 degrees below normal. A trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of snow for the month, a tenth of an inch of snow, and also a tenth of an inch for the season. There were 33 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 740, and 1,226 for the season, that's 118 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low, 28. The record high, 66, set in 2005, and the record low, 3 above 0 in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:04 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with flurries and snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. More snow showers tonight, 1 to 3 inches in the mountains, with lows in the teens, though even in the single digits across the highest terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy, flurries and snow showers today with highs around 40. A few snow showers tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy, breezy with flurries and snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine giving way to mostly cloudy skies with a few flurries and snow showers, mid-30s. Light snow Friday night into Saturday morning, an inch or two possible. Cloudy Saturday afternoon in the upper 30s. A chance of rain showers late Sunday, upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds milder Monday, lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday. Late day showers in the mid-50s. And only around 40 on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and a gusty northwest wind. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.